Get to work on Tuesday, September 4th, 2012. The top topics of the day. Jennifer is still wherever she was in Hawaii or something, wherever she is. She'll be back at some point. She loves to be here, but can't be two places at once. So here we are to review the things that have happened the past 24 hours, things that you may not know too much about. Sad passing of a prominent actor. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. The wildlife that is endangered by the Los Angeles National Forest wildfire is in the forefront. I don't know if you're following this. A lot of people in a three-day, four-day weekend like we've had, some people have been off for a week, everything sort of reemerges today. Everything with the end of Labor Day and sort of the titular end of summertime, a couple of weeks till the beginning of fall. People really do get back into the focus on
everybody's
what's happening.
Been tuned out.
Yeah, kind of, except to the political process, and maybe people will be tuned out because there's too much of it, Richie. Okay. Richie McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. He'll help me go through a lot of these things that you need to know, hopefully things that you don't know much about. The hikers and campers who were all over the Angeles National Forest this past weekend, the tons of people up there. My daughter goes up there hiking all the time. It's kind of cool. But it wasn't this weekend. Holiday plans abandoned because of the wildfire there, the so-called Williams Fire, which broke out near a campground and has expanded to 4,000 acres. 12,000 visitors had to evacuate. Fire officials say the campgrounds were not in the direct line of the fire, but they have you don't know where the wind, especially the Santa Ana winds, where the fire is going to be blown.
I just heard a woman on the news say that she was going to stay and protect her trailer home until the absolute last possible moment.
Really? Well, good luck to her.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I don't care if it's a $3 million chalet.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you stay till the last possible moment? I mean,
because all of your worldly possessions are there. That's what they'll tell. Oh, everything that I own is there. Okay, so you
have you
go
ever
up
gone
and smoke?
Through this mental checklist in your head of if I had to evacuate, with a moment's notice, what would I do? I mean, I go through this. We have a safe box in the house with all of our important papers.
Yeah,
and then we have a computer or two with pretty much all of our pictures on it.
Mm-hmm.
I grab that, the kids, the wife, the mother-in-law, and boom, we're gone.
Really? You sure about the mother-in-law?
Yeah.
800-510-8255. That's an exercise.
Fight it off.
If in fact, you have this area in Southern California is very prone to it, and there's some, we certainly have seen a lot of these fires. Look at that Colorado fires this summer. Wow.
Sure.
There are also fires going on in Nebraska this weekend. Wildfires there, 250 square miles in Nebraska and neighboring South Dakota. Blazes all over the place. It's been pretty dry. Too bad the remnants of the hurricane didn't go in that direction instead of the east, because the east doesn't really need the rain, but we'll have it over the next 24 to 48 hours. And because of what's left of the hurricane, what's left of Isaac, thousands of people are without power. This is becoming one of the big disgraces in the country. The power companies that have all consolidated, there are, what, four or five main power companies in the country. They are arrogant. They don't care. The government investigates them, and then maybe
the infrastructure is a little outdated too. I mean,
well, it's outdated because they don't want to spend the money
to
fix it because it comes out of the shareholders' stock value.
You know, back in the '60s and '70s and '50s and '40s and everything, when there wasn't the amount of power, and a line or a pole or a bunch of them went down, it didn't affect so many people. Now we're so dependent on this electricity.
Yeah.
They have to go underground. Here in the Washington area, that's the big debate. Spend the money, put them underground, because it's tree limbs, tree limbs, tree limbs.
Yeah,
that's
but
all
the,
it is.
The big companies, National Grid, NSTAR, and that ilk,
they don't want to
spend the money. They're horrible when it comes. If there's an accident, whoever owns the telephone pole, and most of the time it's NSTAR, they'll show up maybe a month, two, three later. to maybe fix the pole, or they'll sort of strap it up to another pole. It's ridiculous. I've been complaining about this on these country roads where I live for a long, long time, and nobody pays any attention because they don't have to. The regulations, you've heard how toothless and spineless the people in Congress are. They have these hearings about what to do regarding that. And these guys go and they get...
Yeah, and you have your local energy regulation boards or whatever they're called.
It's all nonsense. It's all aimed at helping the power companies and not helping you. Meanwhile, the rates go up, 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 up. I'm trying to put a solar system in on the farms here where I am. Can't put in wind because the government says there's not enough wind. How the hell does the government know whether there's enough wind or not? I'm here. They take a shot from an airplane, and they determine by looking down at the ground whether or not there's enough. I mean, this is another
They own
ridiculous.
All the hot air.
Yeah, exactly. It's all in Washington. 800-510-8255. By the way, I was talking about that earlier, Rich. The unemployment numbers, looking at who voted for Obama 4 years ago and who's likely to vote for him now, one of the things that came up is the regional area where you are. The studios for our originating network, Radio America, are in suburban Washington. So you look at the economies of Virginia, Maryland, and the district, and see that you can't find places to rent because there's no rental. Everything's taken up. The rents are out of this world. The number of people on the jobless list are less than, was about 3.4%, I think, is unemployment in that area. And the economy is booming. And as all of these people continue to twist and turn, we're trying to find some way to divide the country instead of bring us together. If there's a better example of how divided the country is, I don't know, a better example than what's going on in Washington and its surrounds versus what's happening in most of the other big metropolis areas of the country.
Well, government is our base business.
Government is bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And how's that working for you, folks? 800-510-8255. I give you the power situation and what government has done or hasn't done, and I would underscore what it hasn't done, to fix these basic monopolies that are the power companies. They're your enemy, for heaven's sakes. They are not on your side. Not any way, shape, or stretch of anybody's imagination could bring you around to any other conclusion. Agree or disagree? 800-510-8255. I thought that you would be interested to know what the debt situation is. I don't know whether this is going to bother you or is not going to bother you, but it ought to be in your head someplace. As the stats have come out over the weekend, who holds our debt? Don't you want to know? There's all this speculation about whether it's the Chinese or whether it's whoever it is. So at the moment, we are $6.8 trillion in debt to people that are holding our securities in countries around the world. Ready? The largest
bill.
These are the countries with the largest U.S. investments. I like that word. These are the people who are holding securities, treasury notes, whatever. The United Kingdom holds $989 billion in debt from our country. Canada holds $736 billion. Now, remember, these are the biggest. They are not all, but they are the largest countries that hold foreign securities, i.e., where we're borrowing our money.
So far, I'm
United Kingdom.
I'm not happy that we owe these people money, but I'd rather it be the United Kingdom and Canada.
Okay. So it's the United Kingdom, almost a trillion. Canada, about three quarters of a trillion. The Cayman Islands, about three quarters of a trillion. Japan, about half a trillion.
Okay.
The Chinese, $116 billion in Hong Kong, and in mainland China, $77 billion. Oh. So you hear all of this stuff about China owns our debt? Sorry. The fact checkers checking out the facts find that's not the case at all. I mean, $77 billion is nothing to sneeze at. We'll take it.
But
when you compare that to the United Kingdom, it's almost a trillion. Canada, that's three quarters of a trillion. The Cayman Islands, about the same. Japan, half a trillion. So right there, you got one, two and a half, three. You've got 3 trillion of the half the debt is held by the UK, by Canada, the United Kingdom, Cayman Islands, and Japan. Half of our debt.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes you feel a little better.
Well, I think that that's why I brought it up, because all these people with the, you know, I have no love for the Chinese. Although we have a song that changed. Well, sometimes I love them. Sometimes I like the Chinese, and sometimes I don't. But in this circumstance, it isn't. It's a lot of huffery and puffery, and shows you the inadequacy of the news media. That's an important bit of information for you to know. Half of the debt is held by countries who are very, very close to us and wouldn't do anything because it would not be good for them either. And a small, very small percentage, in a sense, is held by China. So the banks in Hong Kong actually hold more than the banks in mainland China, which I find very, very interesting, frankly. Something else that is interesting is talk about nutrition and supplements. Now you're going to be, this is sort of at the end of the summer season. There are various, there are sort of timelines and times during the year that you want to, for whatever the reason, get off of whatever you were doing and change. And that includes what you were eating. Over the weekend, over the summertime, you don't eat maybe as well, although I love the summer because I eat out of my garden. It's a great time to be really focused on eating well. But a lot of people do. They cook out stuff and yada, yada. So as we get started, perhaps maybe one of the things for you to really get serious about is certain things in your body or on your body that are bothering you. And I'm betting as you get a little older, you have a lot of sore, achy joints to deal with. And you've probably tried things like glucosamine and chondroitin and maybe felt something, but not the real kind of strong relief that you want to. The interesting study that suggests that placebos have as much impact on people as taking glucosamine and chondroitin. And that was the case until Ultra Joint came along. Ultra Joint is safe, FDA registered, and will take care of your joints, your sore, achy joints, better than anything you've ever come across, because the ingredients in this all-natural compound include eggshell membranes. Eggshells. All this is an all-natural product that has minerals and herbs and vitamins and eggshell membranes in order to work for you and your joints. It'll reduce joint pain and stiffness in just 10 days. And to prove it to you, the folks at UltraJoint want you to have a 10-day supply free. You can get it by calling 888-809-6424. Ask for your free 10-day trial of UltraJoint. You'll pay just a small shipping and handling charge. Order it now at 888-809-6424. Anytime anybody offers you something free, take advantage of it. But especially this, UltraJoint, free, 888-809-6424.
Fire ants, fleas, chinch bugs, and grubs are destroying your lawn from above and below ground. End the damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Other leading brands control surface insects, but not root feeders. Complete's two-way formula kills insects above ground, plus penetrates to control below ground pests for up to 3 months guaranteed. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com has a man and a woman and a romantic musical proposal and a trombone. So those are the ingredients in the video of the day. A man, a woman, a romantic proposal, and a trombone. This is something you really have to see. The audio sounds like it was captured on a phone. Here's a little of the audio. A man, a woman, proposal, and a trombone.
Yeah, it's being recorded with like an iPhone, and the guy and his buddy just walk into the restaurant up to his girlfriend.
The reason that the audio sounds like it was captured on a phone is because it was.
Yeah,
in essence.
It is amazing what you can get, though, with a video. Tell you what, man, it takes guts for this guy to walk into this middle of this busy restaurant and just walk up to his girlfriend's table.
Right, I think that's the idea here.
Here comes the trombone.
All right, here we go. At the end, that's the thing. You'll have to find that out. Go to DougStephan.com and see if she says yes.
There he goes.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
There he goes.
Don't go down. No, don't give it away.
I don't know.
No.
Go check it out.
Yeah. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Couldn't that just make it awesome if she said no?
Actor Michael Clark Duncan died last night.
No.
Michael Clark Duncan died last night. Michael Clark Duncan died last night. 2 months after suffering a heart attack. His fiancée was Amorosa from The Apprentice. She made the announcement last night. Probably best known for his role in The Green Mile.
Yeah.
He got Best Supporting Actor nomination for that. Big, 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 big guy. Big guy. He was in Armageddon. He's in lots of movies.
Good actor.
Television shows. Most recently, he was on the show called The Finder. was on Fox. Michael Clark Duncan passing away at the age of 54.
You know,
tough, big guy. Those big guys.
Once again, you have to think to yourself, this guy had plenty of money and resources to go take a peek inside and see what's going on inside his body.
Didn't do it.
And he didn't.
Didn't do it.
Just to have that ticking time bomb inside you.
You've heard all the controversy being stirred up by the news media as to how Tom Cruise's next girlfriend is being vetted by... What do they think is going to happen? These Scientologists don't think the news media is going to have a picnic with this? And there was a...
I'm going to become a Scientologist, you know, and have them vet my next girlfriend.
Right, and the director of the movie Tom Cruise is working on basically said the same thing. She was audited to be Tom Cruise's girlfriend. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If there's one cool thing I really like about mobile apps, it's that you can get your information in real time. And you know where that comes in really handy? When you're out there tracking nature. Yellowstone National Park has a new app that gets you real-time updates of wildlife sightings when you're out in the park. It'll give you notifications of recently spotted wildlife, and you can also upload your own sightings. And there's no bigger disappointment than going to see fall foliage only to find that the colors, well, aren't so great. So check out the Leaf Peeper app, which compiles user-generated information on where the leaves are changing and how vibrant the colors are. Here's a cool one that doesn't even require you getting off the couch. It's called the Instant Wild app. It captures images of wild animals everywhere from Kenya to Sri Lanka to Mongolia. Your job? To identify these creatures from a list of possibilities. You're basically doing the grunt work for the Zoological Society of London. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment, a most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details. at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Who needs to be liberated and moved? These are the top topics of the day, as determined by a staff of experts, which include me and Rich.
Yeah, here we are.
Yep. History in the making. Relevance on the radio. We have some new listeners in one of the new stations out in Oregon. We now have, four, five, six stations in Oregon. How do you do? If you're new to the program today, help yourself. We'll give you a swell prize just for checking in at 800-510-8255. 800-510-TALK is the way for you to talk with everybody who's listening to the Good Day program around the country and around the world at DougStephan.com. The issues of the day. This hour is not like the rest of the hours of Good Day, because basically we sort of drill down into the meat of things. Not to suggest to you that the rest of the program isn't meaty, but the meat is a little chewier here.
Ew.
Yeah, that's, I know.
The gristle.
Yeah, it's, no fat here. The folks at WMEL, I always like to, when we were on the air live yesterday, as we are during all holidays, it's nice to have acknowledgement. John Harper, who runs WMEL, always great to have him with us. Nice to be there on the holidays. Hopefully you had a good weekend, a good day, and now you're ready to get back to business. And part of business is understanding the nuance I guess it's the wheat and the chaff. I give you that analogy because I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I did a lot of haying over the weekend. Lots of chaff. Stuff is nice and dry, so there's lots of chaff, but there's the wheat. There's the important material. And you've been hearing us a lot in the last, 2-3 months, Richie, run the Purple Heart commercials.
Yes.
I thought it was interesting to note, in conjunction with that, the Department of Veterans Affairs says that this past week, the 1 millionth patient is now registered to download their personal health record information. These are men and women who have been in service to our country. There are a number of reasons to criticize the Veterans Department because of care taken or not for and by and to those who have served our country. I'm often amazed, flabbergasted, astounded, annoyed by what you learn from talking to people who have been turned down and they just get treated in a horrible way, although I think the veterans services and the veterans hospitals are improving, it would seem. So anyway, this addresses two things. Number one, I guess it's good that personal health information for veterans is now more easily accessible. This blue button, that's what they call it, allows personal health information to be downloaded to a portable file which can be used by private health care providers that have adopted electronic record systems. Now, on the surface, that sounds swell. But if you dig into it a little bit, and you know how I love to dig into stuff like this, What are they doing with those records? Who's monitoring? Who has final control and say over what information people have access to and what information they don't? Who's to say, and this has been the bone of contention all along, Richie, that somebody in a business that you want to get a job looks for your health care. You see now that people go to Facebook and they go to Twitter to see if you have an account to find out what you're all about. So now that these health record information computers are available and working, your information is going onto these computers, and they are government computers. So the government can have access to anything it wants about you. And this is the thorn in the side of this system, the Achilles heel, if you will.
We already know that when you buy a home and you call your insurance company to get insurance for that new home you're purchasing, there is a record on file of how many insurance claims have been called in on that home.
Yeah.
And so now let's say that they take this method
to that step, to that level,
and put it on you. So when you go buy a new home, you have to find out what the insurance is before you sign the papers, because if this home has been had a flood, a hurricane, and snowstorm,
it's like a car thing. What is that car?
Carfax.
Carfax. Yeah.
So they already have that on your home, so you have to check that out. But now let's say that they do this for you. And you go get a new job, and your new job is trying to keep their insurance expenses down, and they do a little background check on you, not only for your credit, criminal, and health.
Yep. Right.
Ding.
It's all there.
Sorry.
And there's got to be a program, by the way. I'm betting that there already is a program that somebody has developed someplace. Some software has been developed to aggregate all this stuff. So you don't have to go to these individual sources or sites, as Richie's suggesting, but you'll just go to one clearinghouse, like Angie's List, for info, right? Isn't that, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Angie's List on you. You want to check out businesses in your area, you go to, who's going to, that's going on now, Richie.
There's a website called Spokio, and Spokio is like an aggregator for all social networks. So if you have a Twitter and a Pinterest and a Facebook, it kind of says, okay, here is all the places where this person is connected.
Yeah. What do you think of that, boys and girls? 800-510-8255. I want to say hi to my Twitter friend, Soap, who's just joined my Pinterest crowd.
With Soap.
Soap and water. Okay. The list of most prominent marijuana users, the 50 most influential marijuana users, has been
Willie Nelson.
I'm going to go through, Richie, the top 10. We have our top 10. I don't know if we have 10. I'm going to give you a number of them. Not necessarily.
Hey, man, all the people that are interested in this aren't counting anyway.
All right. The Marijuana Policy Project's list of the top 50 most influential marijuana users.
Number 10,
George Clooney.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, man, I wouldn't have caught that one.
Number 9,
Bill Gates.
No. Well, maybe.
Number 8,
George Soros.
Yeah, okay.
Number 7,
John Stewart.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number 6,
Newt Gingrich.
That would be hysterical.
Number 5,
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, okay.
Number 4,
George Bush.
No.
George Bush has admitted to smoking marijuana.
Did he?
Yeah.
And even inhaled?
And, well, I don't know about that.
Number 3,
Bill Clinton.
There you go.
Didn't.
Number 2,
Clarence Thomas.
Number 1,
President Barack Obama. Those are the top 10 most influential marijuana users, according to the Marijuana Policy Project.
So these are people who have admitted to using it. Okay, not regular use.
No, exactly. 800-510-8255. Sue Ann's in Indiana. Hi, Sue Ann.
Hi.
Morning.
How you doing?
Well, and you?
Guys.
Fine, thank you. What's going on with you?
Well, I was just listening to your topic about your medical records being on file and accessible to anybody.
Yeah.
And there is some new information going around about how you can protect yourself doing emails, doing anything on your computer when you type in a website. You know, that comes up HTTP and the semicolons, etc. If you type in that search, and when the HTTP comes in, if you create a space and type an S in there, it will block anybody receiving this information except the person.
All right, let's repeat. Repeat that again, please. Richie, go through this and see if, if we get what she's saying.
Okay, if you go for a search, you type in www.whateverthename.com.
Yeah.
Now, when you push that in to have it search, it comes up on your screen as HTTP, space, two semicolons, and I think two, slash marks. I can't think of the right word.
Forward slash. Slash back. Forward slash. Forward slash.
Yeah.
Forward slash. Thank you. And if you don't want anybody getting into your business, all you have to do is make an extra space after the HTTP and type in the letter S.
Right. You know how to do this, Rich?
Yeah, but the web domain, if they don't have a secure server, this is HTTPS, which is just the S is secure. And when you buy a website or when you, like for example, here at the network, we have some transactions where we take credit cards. Mm-hmm. So we need a secure thing. So if you go to radioamerica.org, it would be HTTP, but then once you want to pay for something, it would be HTTPS, secure.
Right. Got it.
Okay.
All right.
This is a newer thing that people who are really upset about their invasion of their privacy,
mm-hmm.
it is a free of service charge, and it's called safe information, something or other.
Yeah.
And it's free.
All right. That's good to know.
And a bunch of people, and I'm talking about physicists, all kinds of scientists, all kinds of brilliant people, have worked to put this together.
Mm-hmm. So this is what I need to figure out, is whether this works no matter where you go. If you want to go to Yahoo and cruise around, if you use the HTTPS as opposed to just HTTP, whether it would still get you to the same place. That's what I need to kind of look into, because I hadn't heard that.
Check that out. All right, Sue Ann, you did a nice job explaining it. Appreciate your taking the time and the effort to do it 15 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program is on the air, and we're looking at some of the... I don't like to use the word. Will you stop me? Break me of that habit?
What's
we
that?
Aren't looking at anything, because this is a radio program. So we are talking about the top topics of the day, including big news from a big television show. And a prominent actor was saved from a fate worse than, well, almost death this weekend. We'll dig that out in just a moment here on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
A new study by Fidelity Investments finds that on average, parents plan to cover 57% of their children's college costs, but are only on track to meet 30% of that savings goal. Unless college saving rates increase, Families will have to rely on financial aid and other funding sources to make up the difference. Keith Bernhardt is Vice President of College Planning at Fidelity.
Starting to save early is a top piece of advice parents give when it comes to planning for college, and many families are taking this positive step. Establishing a savings strategy early and setting up a dedicated tax-advantaged account like a 529 savings plan can help parents better prepare for future college costs. In fact, awareness of 529 plans continues to rise, and families using these accounts are more on track to reach their college savings goals.
To learn more, visit fidelity.com/college or call 1-800-544-1914. I'm John Tridden.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Wake up! It's time to wake up, rise, and shine. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I going through the top topics of the day. Richie is vexed because Sheryl Crow has become a participant in the Lance Armstrong investigation, like we didn't have anything better to do with our tax dollars.
Well, the feds are questioning Sheryl Crow, and I'm just starting to read the article, about Lance Armstrong's drug use for steroids. Give me a break. You know, this is why we have trillions of dollars in debt to China and the Cayman Islands and the UK.
Yeah.
Is because we're chasing Sheryl Crow to find out what she knows about Lance Armstrong's steroid use during the Tour de France.
Mm-hmm. Hi, speaking of celebrities, Randy Jackson is out at American Idol.
All the way out? Or
Gonzo.
Really?
Yep. He's on his way out.
So he's not even going to be like a mentor anymore. He's just gone.
See, that it's, that appears to be unclear. This weekend, Russell Crowe was out in did you see that? Paddling around the Long Island
Kayaks.
Sound.
Yeah, he was kayaking. He got lost.
Got lost, and the Coast Guard had to go rescue him. But he's okay now.
Yeah.
All right, quick call from Matthew at Fort Bliss. Go ahead, Matthew. You got 30 seconds.
Yes, sir. We're just following all those information that's out there. All these soldiers' information is out there, and I've had soldiers and roommates of soldiers who have stolen their like PIN numbers and their identifications, and they've ran with them. You know, the military has got so many people out there, and you hear all these people take a hard drive or something, and all our stuff is out there.
Yeah.
But the big thing is we have to pay as soldiers to a degree, like LifeLock, just to watch. But there's
so the government ought to give you LifeLock for nothing to protect your stuff. I'm with you on that one. 51 after.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves. Stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour on today, the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program, you'll feel like this is a shorter week because we lost a day. There are, what, four or five of these Monday holidays? And it's a normal thing to feel like you're lost. So I'm trying to bring you around to being on the bright side and the right side informationally. Better living with technology now, the focus for the next few minutes. Shelley Palmer is our reporter. And in a couple of days, Apple is going to announce the iPhone 5. Why is that extraordinarily special? We'll find out from Shelley, and then Richie can throw his two. He's got a way for you to buy one right now if you want to dodge.
Yep.
Don't want to wait.
Get one today.
Get one today. We'll figure that out in just a moment here on Good Day.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play, that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry. All I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, in just a few short days, Apple will announce the iPhone 5. You know what that means. It's time for a rumor roundup. Here's what's been said about the device so far. It will almost certainly have a larger, higher resolution screen than previous iPhone models. The iPhone has become one of the smaller smartphone screens available and one of the thickest. The new model is likely to be thinner than its predecessors. If you hold Samsung's Galaxy S3, you'll see right away why making a slim phone with a larger, clearer screen is probably a huge priority for Apple. We've also heard rumors that it will have a smaller dock connector and that the headphone jack will be on the bottom instead of the top. You're probably thinking, that's great, but when can I get one? Vacation blackouts imposed by Verizon Wireless indicate that the iPhone 5 will be available in stores on September 21st. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read about more rumored features.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
All right, so Richie has an idea for those of you who can't wait till the 21st of September to get your next iPhone.
Fly to China and buy a knockoff today.
Yep. Matter of fact, a flight starts today from Boston to Tokyo. First Direct Japan Airlines introduces a new nonstop from Boston to Tokyo today. So if you're in New England, you can hustle on down to Logan Airport, get on the 777 and fly from Boston to Tokyo, and you can buy your own iPhone 5 today.
There you go.
Probably tomorrow. Take that long to get there.
Yeah, there's so many. You go to China and even Japan, right. But impersonators who try to make exactly the same product but can't.
Okay. Here's something. I'm focused on Facebook and Twitter, that sort of thing, in addition to technology. The story from Georgia. Authorities there say a jail deputy, was fired. Another resigned after they sent Facebook friend requests to an inmate while she was locked up in the jail. The jail deputy, Dwayne Powers, and Deputy Andrea Rogers resigned following an internal investigation that revealed both of them had inappropriate communication with a 23-year-old female inmate. The sheriff is Lee Weems. He said the men sent Facebook friend requests to this woman while she was incarcerated, also sent a text message to the inmate's phone. And so when asked what was on the text message, the only thing that came back was inappropriate.
Mm.
So as there's no picture that exists that I've seen anywhere of this 23-year-old female inmate, I'm speculating, Richie, that she's probably someone of interest, a person of interest.
You would imagine.
Yeah, right. And neither Deputy Dwayne Powers nor Deputy Rogers obviously have a clue. Barney Fife probably visited that community and may have taught those officers how to do what they should be doing versus what they did. Not too bright. But it's all part of what we have now technologically. You can do these sorts of things.
Yes.
Right? Even if you don't have to be smart to have a computer, right? You don't have to be smart to have an iPhone. You don't have to be smart to be a texter or a Twitter fan. You just use Facebook. You don't have to be smart. You just have to have
healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.